This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. Addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Wardha in Maharashtra today, he said, "This scheme is a roadmap to develop India by utilizing thousands of years old skills in the country." The Prime Minister said, under the scheme, over 6.5 lakh beneficiaries have been provided with the modern machinery and toolkits to increase the productivity of their occupation. Highlighting the benefits of the scheme, which provides a loan of 3 lakh rupees, the Prime Minister said, in the last 1 year, loans worth 1,400 crore rupees were disbursed to the beneficiaries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's US visit beginning tomorrow is packed with high-level engagements and meetings, ranging from participating in the annual Quad Summit to addressing the United Nations Summit of the Future. Mr. Modi will leave for the US tomorrow early morning on a 3-day visit. He will begin his tour by participating in the Quad Summit in US President Joe Biden's hometown of Wilmington in Delaware. He is also scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with Mr. Biden along with leaders of other members of the Quad grouping. Afterwards, the Prime Minister will travel to New York, where he will interact with the Indian diaspora on the 22nd of this month. He will also hold interaction with CEOs of leading US-based companies to foster greater collaborations between the two countries in the areas of emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and semiconductors. On the last day of his 3-day tour, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has responded to the letter written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee in connection with the floods in South Bengal due to releases from Damodar Valley Corporation, DVC. In the letter written to West Bengal Chief Minister, the Union Minister said that the matter was also raised by her yesterday, which was immediately responded to by his ministry, underscoring the circumstances and the mechanism for releases from the two reservoirs. He said West Bengal officials were also consulted and kept informed at each and every stage. Mr. Patil added that the two reservoirs, Methon and Panchet, are being operated by Damodar Valley Reservoir Regulation Committee, DVRRC, which includes representation of chief engineers of government of West Bengal, Jharkhand and DVC. Further, the operations and regulation is done generally through consensus by this committee in line with the laid down norms and guide curves. The Jal Shakti Minister also said that on account of heavy rainfall in South Bengal and on request from West Bengal officials, releases from the two reservoirs was initially curtailed to almost 50% during 14th to 17th of this month. However, due to very heavy rainfall on 15th and 17th September, it became imperative for the committee to substantially enhance the releases in order to avoid any catastrophic impact in South Bengal due to possible dam failures. He added that even during this event, though the maximum inflow to the two reservoirs is estimated to be 4.23 lakh cusecs, the combined releases from them was regulated to about 2.5 lakh cusec. In the letter, Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil also said that as per usual practice during this period, the management of the reservoir levels, flood cushion and releases was done by consensus and collaboration by the DVRRC at each stage consulting the representative of West Bengal. In fact, all efforts were made by the DVRRC to minimize releases to avoid flooding in South Bengal. Mr. Patil also assured full cooperation to the state of West Bengal in all the matters. And senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the party's election campaign in Jharkhand, starting the Parivartan Yatra campaign for Santhal Pargana division from Bhogandi in the Sahibganj district. And that is the end of this news bulletin.